For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levikin. The James Alex Fields trial goes to the jury. A new plan for I-81 improvements suggests more travel lanes and heavy truck tolls, maybe a higher fuel tax. And gun control proposals will also flood the General Assembly next year. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, December 7th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A jury is set to begin deliberating in the murder trial of an Ohio man accused of intentionally driving his car into a crowd of counter-protesters last year in Charlottesville. A prosecutor told jurors in closing arguments Thursday that 21-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. had hate and violence on his mind when he plunged the car into the crowd. Defense attorneys argued that Fields did so out of fear. Jurors should get the case Friday morning. Fields is charged with first-degree murder and other felonies for the August 2017 crash that killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Her death came after police forced a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville to disband after participants had clashed with counter-demonstrators. After a year-long study, transportation officials have signed off on an improvement plan for 325 miles of Interstate 81 in Virginia. The proposals focus mostly on adding lanes along I-81 through the Shenandoah Valley, including extra truck climbing lanes on hills. The interstate could be widened to three lanes through Harrisonburg and Stanton. The plan proposes raising money for improvement projects with a higher fuel tax, high occupancy toll lanes, and potential tolls on commercial heavy trucks. The plan, formulated by the Commonwealth Transportation Board, will be presented to the General Assembly when it convenes in January. Gun control is also expected to be a major flashpoint in the upcoming session of the Virginia General Assembly. Lawmakers are preparing a long list of potential new laws. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on one in particular.
What kind of liability should gun owners have if their firearms are used to commit a crime? Senator Dave Marsden, a Democrat from Fairfax County, says gun owners need to be held responsible.
All guns start out legal, and then 60% of the guns that end up being used in crimes or in suicides or what have you are in the hands of people who don't own them or didn't originally own them. We're careless with our guns.
Legal expert Rich Kelsey says he doubts this would stand up to legal challenges in the court system.
For you to make a gun owner liable for injuries because his gun was lost and or stolen and a third party used it in the commission of a crime or for injuries would turn tort law upside down.
In other words, people are usually held accountable for what they do, not what someone else does. Kelsey says a significant break from that longstanding legal precedent might have unforeseen consequences for other parts of the law. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, today, a new startup in Richmond is looking to fill a gap. Insurance for adventurers, Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore reports.
Charles Merritt likes to mountain bike, climb, and spend time outside. He has a whole community of friends who do the same. There have always been stories of people getting hurt, followed by sympathy from friends and family.
At some point in the last 5 or 6 years, a lot of the stories started being about not only that, but hey, we need to contribute to the GoFundMe. We need to help pay for someone to get back on their feet.
His Richmond-based startup, called Buddy, is a supplemental insurance company that aims to do just that. It's not meant to replace health insurance, it's meant to fill the gaps for high-deductible plans.
Last year, the average individual plan had a deductible of over $4,000. So you're on the hook for that before your plan kicks in. And that's what we're trying to address.
People can buy annual coverage at about $50 a month, or they can get coverage for a single day or a week-long trip. Buddy is selling plans in Arizona already, and they're filing paperwork to get up and running in eight other states soon, including Virginia. I'm Nick Gilmore.
Well, if you got outdoor plans this weekend, be safe. It's going to be cold, and maybe we've got some snow headed our way on Sunday. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.